This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The USDA's decision to continue operations of the U.S. Forest Service Job Corps Civilian Conservation Centers is being praised by many in Congress. This after the USDA announced last month it would withdraw from operating the CCCs. And Representative Dan Newhouse says that drew immediate bipartisan reaction.
And I attribute his reversal of the closing of the Job Corps Centers to the tremendous response that we had from members of Congress all over the country opposing that decision.
Newhouse says the CCCs play an important role in rural communities.
The stories we were able to relate to the Secretary of Agriculture as to the benefits of the CCCs, the tremendous work they accomplish, particularly in our area around fire suppression, fighting wildfires, but also the great things that they do for the young people that are involved in these programs.
And he says that made a big difference.
That really resonates, and I'm very appreciative to Secretary Perdue for listening and taking the action that he did. But I truly think he heard the voice of many members of Congress from both sides of the aisle and also both sides of the dome. Members of the House and the Senate were very vocal in bringing up their opposition to this potential decision.
The CCCs help conserve, develop, and manage public natural resources and recreation areas and respond to natural disasters.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.